That was Night Bells from the EP The River Saw Everything, which was released in January by Vancouver's dark folk rock band Hollow Twin. I spoke with vocalist Becky Wask over Skype. Becky, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your musical history. Have you been singing ever since you were a child?
I have. I've been singing, I think, ever since I could talk. So, yes.
Can you think of one album in particular that was really life-changing for you ever since the first time you heard it?
I think Gregory Alan Isakov, This Empty Northern Hemisphere, that album meant a lot to me and just really like reached in to my soul. And yeah, it was, I think life-changing.
How did you come together with Emily to form Hollow Twin?
We met at Capilano University. We were both taking the Arts and Entertainment Management program, and we were both living up in North Van, up up Mountain Highway is what it was called, and we were both away from our families, and we kind of bonded over the fact that we were alone together. So, we started kind of, you know, a friendship, and then we started making music, and yeah.
How did the two of you approach your songwriting? Is it a very collaborative process?
Yeah, it's very equal. Like, it's very dependent on mood. So we never force our writing. I'll usually write the lyrics and Emily will take on the music. Sometimes I'll come up with a chord progression and then Emily will take that and make it a lot better because I'm not proficient with instrumentation and music the way she is. So, yeah.
Do you tend to start with lyrics or with the music, or is it different every time?
It's different. It depends on kind of what comes to the mind first. So yeah, it could be lyrics, it could be a melody. It all depends.
You released your most recent EP, The River Saw Everything, in January. Is there a theme to the songs in that collection?
There is. The songs from The River Saw Everything, mostly the theme has to do with mortality and time and you know, life and what we have in this life and what we really end with. What do we have when it all ends? And what do we leave with? What do we leave here? So, yeah, it's a lot. It's heavy.
How do you feel your sound's evolved with your newest recording?
I think every time we write and record something new, we evolve. And I think that's just art in general, is the more you work on it, it changes, and which is great because I think that it's more complex. I think it's a little bit deeper and yeah, I don't know. It's hard to step back from your own work and kind of look at it from the outside, though.
I also love the album artwork. Who came up with the concept for that?
The concept was a collaboration between myself, Emily, and then Ricky Castaneda. He is an amazing artist, and he just kind of, I gave him a few little like ideas, but then he just kind of took it and ran with it and made it amazing.
What can you tell me about your song, Strangers Now?
Strangers Now is actually the one song on the album that doesn't actually fit into the theme of the album. In a certain way it does, but it's the one that sticks out, knowing it from the inside. Strangers Now was written based on, for me, lyrically, a relationship that ended, and looking at that person and not knowing them anymore. But then I was thinking about it, and the more I listen to it or sing it and perform it, it's, to me, has to do more with now Vancouver and how I see Vancouver, because Vancouver is starting to look like a stranger to me.